Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. Once again, I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this day. Praise the God, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless each and every one of you listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. Even if you're listening to our archives, God bless you on today. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. I first and foremost want to give all honor, praise, and glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I also want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Amen. And once again, I acknowledge you, 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 and you. God bless you for listening to our radio station on today. Amen. We're coming forth with reading out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. Amen. We're steadily moving along in the Word of God, and truly God is revealing himself even more so through the story, through the Word, and through what he's saying as to how we ought to be as men and women following God, Lord God, the ultimate supreme ruler. And we give God that praise, that acknowledgement, and that glory in Jesus' name. Once again, we're coming forth with out of Ezekiel chapter 36. Praise God. We want to say hello to all those listening out of there in South Korea. Amen. And we see Jamaica, praise God, that come forth in our archives as well. God bless each and every one of you, those that are in Korea and Jamaica. God bless each and every one of you. Those are here in the United States, God bless you as well, you as well as your family. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on this evening as often as we have to give you praise, to give you glory, hallelujah, and acknowledge you for being God all by yourself. Lord God, we thank you for the obedience in which you've given unto us to continue to be committed to bringing forth your word. We pray each and every time, Lord God, for those that are listening by way of however that come forth to hear the word of God. We thank you for each and every one of them, Lord God. Bless them, cover them, and heal them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. Bless their families, bless their incomes, and bless, Father God, them on their jobs and those that are getting them. Praise God. Bless those that are in school. Bless their children. Praise God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for peace and tranquility on this day. We give you praise, honor, and glory as you deserve in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Once again, here we go with the word of God continuing out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. Amen. And as we go forth, let us read Ezekiel chapter 36.
Also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel.
Ye mountains of Israel,
hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy hath said against you, ha, ha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye may be possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of takers, and are in infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, to the mountains and to the hills, and to the rivers and to the valleys, to the desolate waste, and to the cities that are forsaken, which become a prey, and there is into the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Iduma, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their hearts, with despiteful minds to cast it out for prey. Say therefore concerning the land of Egypt, and say unto the mountains and to the hills, to the river and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand, surely the heathen that are about you, you shall hear their shame. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit, and my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded. And I will multiply upon you men and beasts, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and I will settle ye here after your own estate, and will do better unto you that at your beginning, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth breed them of men. Thus saith the Lord God. Because they say unto you, thou land devourest of men, and hast breed thy nation. Therefore they shall devour men no more, neither breed thy nations any more, saith the Lord God. Neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen any more. Neither shalt thou bear the reproach of the people any more. Neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall any more, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dealt in their own land, they divided it by their own way and their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of the removed woman. Moreover, wherever I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for the isle wherewith they had polluted it, and I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way, and according to their doings I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his land, but I had pity for my own holy name, which the house of Israel hath profaned against the heathen, whither they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus say the Lord God, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my own holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned amongst the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God. Then I shall be sanctified in there before their eyes, for I will take you for among the heathen, and gather ye out of the countries, and you will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Will I cleanse you? A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I have to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also give you from all your uncleanness. I will save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and I will increase it and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of your tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the city, and the waste shall be built, and the desolate land shall be tilled, be it as it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the garden of Eden, and the waste and the desolate of ruined cities that become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be required of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as a flock of Jerusalem and her solemn feast. So shall the way cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Besides, as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, and was when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe the breath unto these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I had commanded you, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up, and upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hopes are lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. You shall put my spirit in you and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. That take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick. And they shall become one in thy hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by this?
Say unto them, thus saith
the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph,
which is in the
hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and put them with him, with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick. And they shall know, and shall be one in my hand. And the stick wherein their writers shall be in thy hand before thy eyes. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, with whither them be going, will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And they shall no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore. They defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their desolate things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all the dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, and so shall they be my people, and I will be their God.
And David, my servant,
shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd, and shall also walk in the judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
Chapter 38.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set my face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, and chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and I, all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them holding well swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Lydia with them, of them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his band, the house of Togarmah, with the north quarters and all the band and many people with them, be they prepared, and prepared for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be there, be thou a guard unto thee. After many days they shall be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, that they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come into the storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think of an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwilled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gathered cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Gather thy company and take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto God, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it, and thou shalt come from thy place out of the north part, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, and a multitude. And thou shalt come up against the people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes, thus saith the Lord God. Art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass, and that same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face, for I, my jealousy, for in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for the sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his hand bands, and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will know in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
Chapter 39.
Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north part. I will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thy arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that was with thee. I will give thee unto the ravens, birds, and every sort, and that the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fear upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send the fire of Magog, and upon them that will dwell carelessly in the isles, and shall know that I am the Lord. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. And they that dwelt in the city of Israel shall go north, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers and bow and the arrows and the handstabs
and the shields.
And they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them. And it came to pass that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves of Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the noise, the noses of the passengers, and there shall bury Gog and all the multitude, and they shall call it the Valley of the Hammon of Gog. The 7 months shall the house of Israel be bearing of them, and they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renowned the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. And they shall never They shall serve out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth. Cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any see it, a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hammon Gog. And also the name of the city shall be Hammon Hamana. Thus shall they cleanse the land.
And
son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and every beast of the field. Assemble yourself and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my
sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you. Even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lions, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them, fattens of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord, their God, for that day. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore, hide in my face for them, and give them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Therefore, saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After that they have borne their shame, and all their transgressors, whereby they have transgressed against me, when they dwelt safely in the land, and none made them afraid, when I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' land, I am sanctified in the sight of many nations. Then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, heathen. But I have gathered them into their own land. I have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face anymore from them. For I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, and the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was smitten, in the selfsame day the land of the Lord was upon me and brought me to this. In the name of God brought he me to the land of Israel, and set me upon a very high mountain, by which was as a frame of the city of the south. And he brought me thither. And behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed. And he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold, with thine eyes and with thine ears, and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I might show them into thee art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel, and behold, a wall of the outside of the house, round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits long, by the cubit and the handbreadth. And he measured the breadth of the building, one reed, and the height, one reed.
Then
he into the gate which toward the east, and went up the stairs thereof, and measured the threshold of the gate, which was one reed broad, and the other threshold of the gate, which was one reed broad.
And every little
chamber was one reed long and one reed broad. And between the little chambers were 5 cubits on the threshold of the gate within was one reed. He measured also the porch of the gate within one reed. Then measured he the porch of the gate 8 cubits, and the post thereof 2 cubits. And the porch of the gate was inward, and the little chambers of the east of the gate eastward were 3 on this side and 3 on that side. 3 were on one measure, and the post of the one measure on this side and on that side. The breadth of the entry of the gate, 10 cubits, and the tenth length of the gate, 13 cubits. Also, before the little chamber was 1 cubit on this side, and the spice was 1 cubit on that side, and the little chambers were 6 cubits on this side, and 6 cubits on that side.
Then the gate
from the roof on of one little chamber that the roof of another was 5 and 20 cubits, 5 door against door. Also post of 60 cubits, even unto the post of the court round about the gate. And from the face of the gate of the entrance into the face of the porch of the inner gate were 50 cubits. And there were narrower windows to the little chamber, and their posts within the gate round about, and likewise to the arch. The windows were round about inward. And upon each post were palm trees.
Then brought he
me into the outward court, and lo, there were chambers, and the payment made for the court round about. 30 chambers were upon the pavement, and the pavement by the side of the gates, over against the length of the gates, was the lower pavement. Then the measure, the breadth from the forefront.
Then he measured
the breadth from the forefront of the lower gate into the forefront of the inner gate, without the 100 cubits eastward of the northward,
and the gate of
the southward gate, and that looked toward the north. He measured the length thereof, and the breadth thereof.
And the little
chambers thereof were 3 on this side and 3 on the side. And the posts thereof and the arcs thereof were there. And the measure of the first gate, the length thereof was 50 cubits. And the breadth 5 and 20 cubits. And their windows
and their
arcs and their palm trees were after the measure of the gate that looked toward the east, and they went up unto it by 7 steps, and the arts thereof were therefore them. And the gate of the inner court was over against
the gate toward
the north. and toward the east. And he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. After that, he brought me toward the south. And behold, the gate toward the south. And he measured thereof, and the ox thereof, according to these measures. And there were windows in it, and in the ox thereof round about, like those windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps to go up to it, for the ox thereof were before them, and it had palm trees, one on this side, and another on that side, upon the post thereof. And I was a gate in the inner court, therefore, stopped toward the south. And he measured from the gate to the gate toward the south 100 cubits. And he brought me to the inner court by the south gate and measured the south gate according to these measures. I made the chamber thereof and the post thereof and the arch thereof according to these measures. And there were windows in it. And in the ox thereof round about, it was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits broad. And in the ox round about were 25 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. And the ox thereof were toward the outer courts and palm trees were upon the post thereof and the going up to it at 8 steps. And he brought me into the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to these measures, and the little chambers thereof, and the post thereof, and the ox thereof according to these measures. And there were windows thereof therein, and in the ox thereof round about cubit long and 25 cubits broad. And the ox thereof were toward the outward court. The palm trees were upon the post thereof on the side and on that side. And going up, it had 8 steps. And he brought me to the north gate and measured it according to these measures. The little chambers thereof, post thereof, and the ox thereof, and the windows to it round about. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And the post thereof was toward the outer court, and palm trees were upon the post thereof, on this side and on that side. And the going up to it had 8 steps, and the chambers and the entries thereof were by the posts of the gates where they washed and burnt offerings. In the porch of the gate were 2 tables of this on this side, the 2 tables on that side, to slay thereon the burnt offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering. And at the side without, as one goeth up to the entry of the north gate, were 2 tables, and one, and on the other side, which was at the porch at the gate, were 2 tables. 4 tables were on this side, 4 tables on that side. By the side of the gate, 8 tables, where upon they slew their sacrifices. And the 4 tables were hewn stone for the burnt offering, and the cubit and a half long, and a cubit and a half broad, and 1 cubit high, whereupon also they laid the instruments wherewith they slew the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And within were hooked and had broad fastened round about, and upon the tables was the flesh upon the offering, and without the inner gate were the chambers of the singers in the inner court, which was at the side of the north gate. And the prospect was toward the south, one on the side and on the east gate, having the prospect toward the north. And he saith unto me, this chamber, whose prospect was toward the south, is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the house. And the chambers was prospect towards the north is for the priests, are the keepers of the charge of the altar. These are the signs of static among the sons of Levi, which come near to the Lord and to minister unto him. So he measured the court 100 cubits long and 100 cubits broad, 40, and the altar that was before that house. And he brought me to the porch of the house and measured each post of the porch, 5 cubits one on this side and 5 cubits on that side. And the breadth on the gate was 3 cubits on this side and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits and the breadth 12 cubits. And he brought me by the steps whereby they went up to. And there were pillars by the posts, one on this side, one on the other side. Amen. That's concluding the reading of Ezekiel chapter 40 on this evening. Praise God. We want to thank you for listening in. God bless you and your families. Until tomorrow, be blessed.
No.